KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Wednesday confirmed 38 additional cases of the COVID-19 variant, SARS-CoV-2B117, in Iowa. The variant is often referred to as the UK variant because it was first detected in the United Kingdom. Officials say the increase in the number of detected variants comes in part as a result of increasing number of tests being sequenced by the state hygienic lab for the B117 variant. The increase, health officials say, further supports knowledge of the variant circulating here in the state of Iowa, in addition to being found across the United States. IDPH and local public health have initiated contact with those cases to understand their exposures and recommend mitigation measures. The process includes notifying anyone with whom those individuals have been in close contact. The individuals will be advised to isolate in accordance with IDPH and CDC guidance. State Medical Director and Epidemiologist Dr. Caitlin Padotti said because current evidence shows the current vaccines are effective against the B117 variant, it's absolutely critical for Iowans to get the vaccine when one is made available to them. As viruses are known to change a bit over time and variants can sometimes be more easily transmissible, reaching herd immunity, she says, will be very important to reducing virus activity. Public Health will continue to work with our partners at SHL to monitor these trends, and Padotti said it's very important that we all keep practicing good public health protective measures. A man from Clark County was arrested Wednesday night on drug charges in Creston. Police in Creston say 46-year-old Corey Scott Heights of Osceola was arrested at 9 p.m. at 302 North Pine Street in Creston with the assistance of the K-9 Baxo. Heights was charged with 2 counts of possession of controlled substance, third offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, a controlled substance violation, marijuana, and controlled substance violation for methamphetamine. Heights was taken to the Union County Jail and then transferred to the Adams County Jail. A ban on open burning in Page County is set to expire at noon today. That's according to the state fire marshal's office. The ban is being lifted at the request of Page County Emergency Management Coordinator Chris Griebert and on behalf of the county's fire chiefs. Griebert requested a prohibition on burning nearly 2 weeks ago because of a rash of brush fires in the county due to high winds and extremely dry soil conditions. The Harland Police Department on Wednesday issued a report on arrests made over the past week. There were 2 arrested Sunday. Troy Dakota Wilberg, age 37, of Council Bluffs, was arrested and charged with violation of a no-contact order. 33-year-old Tamara Lee Dreyer of Harland was arrested on Sunday for violation of a no-contact order. There were 2 arrests last Saturday. 39-year-old Jennifer Rose Miller of Harland was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with driving while suspended, operating a non-registered vehicle, and for having no proof of insurance. Also on Saturday, 38-year-old Elizabeth Grace Christo of Harland was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with possession of a controlled substance along with possession of drug paraphernalia. There were 2 arrests in Harland on March 11th. 46-year-old Julie Ann McManigal of Manning was arrested on an active Ida County warrant. McManigal was transported to the Shelby County Jail and held to await transport. 19-year-old Randy Lynn Hess of Harland was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Hess was transported to the Shelby County Jail. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Wednesday said a man from Missouri was arrested Monday night on felony eluding and other charges. 20-year-old Tyler Blake Miller of Maryville, Missouri, was arrested on I-29 at Highway 34 following a traffic stop and pursuit. In addition to eluding, Miller was charged with possession of controlled substance, reckless driving, and being a fugitive from justice. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. On Wednesday, 23-year-old David Patrick Robertson of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested in Mills County at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on a Mills County warrant for contempt of court. His bond was set at $7,500. And 36-year-old Jeffrey Thomas Olsofka of Wayne, Nebraska, was arrested around 6:50 a.m. on Highland Avenue for unlawful possession of prescription medication and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. His bond was set at $6,000. In other news, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is calling for a bipartisan effort to address issues of border security. The Biden administration says there is a big problem at the southern border, but Ernst said it has gotten well beyond that stage.
This is not just a big problem. This is a crisis at the border.
Ernst is the top Republican on the Emerging Threats Subcommittee of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
The number of unaccompanied minors has tripled at the border over the past 2 weeks. And not only is it a heartbreaking humanitarian issue, But after wearing the uniform of our nation for over 23 years, I see this as a national security issue.
Ernst said the issues at the border don't just involve those from Latin America and Mexico.
We have transnational criminal organizations that are exploiting our situation at the border, engaging in nefarious activities, whether it is Chinese money laundering, whether it is human trafficking, you name it, exploiting our open border.
Ernst says the U.S. needs to take action.
We cannot allow transnational criminal organizations, as well as our adversaries, to exploit these conditions any longer.
She says testimony before the committee from the commander of the U.S. Southern Command confirms the problems going on at the border. Ernst says it's time to work together to solve the crisis. And the U.S. House is expected to take up a pair of bills soon dealing with immigration reform, both of which could have a significant impact on Iowa's largest industry. Mitch Schulte, executive director of the Iowa State Dairy Association, says there is a critical shortage of labor in all sectors of U.S. agriculture.
We pay extremely competitive wages. We offer several different benefits out on our dairy farms. Housing sometimes is even included in that, but it's still hard to get people to be an active labor source for us and a reliable labor source. So in a lot of situations, we have no choice but to turn to foreign labor.
Schulte says much of what's contained in the Farm Workforce Modernization Act would help to solve the ag labor problems which dairy producers are facing.
We need ag labor reform. We need a reliable workforce. I strongly urge all of our representatives to look into this, see the benefits that it would provide for our dairy industry and our ag community.
Some lawmakers say they'll oppose any immigration reform until the legislation includes securing the U.S. border from undocumented immigrants. Schulte said he believes both border security and ag labor reform can be achieved. Besides the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, the House is also expected to discuss a DACA measure that would impact young people who have entered the U.S. illegally. That is a check of news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.